Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. So I'm going to open us with prayer, and then we'll go ahead and say good morning to each other. God, thank you so much for bringing us all in today. We just ask that you open our eyes and our ears and our hearts this morning so we can hear the message and take this out with us this week and apply it to wherever it may be. We ask for healing for anybody who couldn't make it here today because of sickness, and we just ask that you bless our entire church family, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Let's say good morning.
Thank you, Denise.
If we could have everybody take their seats, please. Sit down, Denise. Where are you at? There you are. Okay. All right. The tall one. The one that's always picking on me. Good morning. So I just have a couple of announcements, and we'll get back to it. So Pastor Mike and Jeanette will be gone this upcoming week. So if anybody needs to have any counseling, speaking, prayer, whatever, you're going to see Andy. Oh, you want me to do this, too? So anyways, yeah, contact Andy if there's an emergency. We're going to have game night the third Friday of every month, 6:30 to 9, and bring your favorite snack, and if you have a favorite game. Also, there's going to be life groups this week. Of course, Andy and Denise will have theirs. Mike and Jeanette, obviously, will be gone, and Angela and Joel said that they will have it at their house, but they're sick still, from my understanding, so I'll be in touch with them. Hopefully, it will still be on. If not, if you guys plan to come, hopefully we can have it at our house. So either our house or Angela and Joel. So, and then next, what is the 5th? Saturday? Next Saturday. Oh, wow, that is so quick. Okay, so the 5th, next Saturday, from noon until 8, we have prayer day. The elders are inviting everyone to join us as we pray for the new season of growth. Feel free to stop out and take part in praying. Pray for our church. Even if you can't make it out, pray. And then also save the date, March 18th through the 20th, Christian Life Center in Sturgis. They will be hosting their conference of for marriage and family. And then also, if anybody did not get an invitation, on March 5th, Cassie's going to have a baby shower here. So we ask you to come out and enjoy. There's going to be plenty of food and fun and some games guys probably won't like. So, you know, but just saying. Do you want that?
Food, right?
There's food. We'll just kick you all downstairs. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you so much. Lord, we thank you for every single person that's here today. Every single person that's listening online, Lord, every person that's in the parking lot listening, we just thank you and praise you. We ask your blessing on our lives because, Lord, we really believe, Lord Jesus, what you told us in the book of John. You said you're the vine and we're the branches, and without you, we can't do anything at all. And we wholeheartedly agree. And so today we give back to you what you've blessed us with. We ask that you would multiply it and bring glory to your name and change lives for your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Well, we're going to take the noisy offering now. If you're visiting here today or you haven't seen this before, on the months where there's five Sundays, well, there's our first youngest. We're going to need a disability or a liability form. But what we do is we pass the noisy pails and we ask for loose change. And that's where you get your noisy Sunday from. So every month that has five Sundays in it, we do this on the Sunday. And then this all goes into our benevolence fund, and we help local people and people in our church and people around our church. So if you guys want to just take that through, that would be great. Any way you guys want to try to work? There we go. So if you can just kind of share. There you go. Go ahead. And by the way, sometimes I forget to bring my loose change. And the good news is we take folding money. So it's not as noisy, but it spends just as well. Yeah, yeah, it really helps when there's zeros on. Yes, yes. Worship team, as the pails go past you, I'd like to invite the worship team to come on up.
Everyone, will you please stand as we worship our Lord, our Father God, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit in this place today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
There's just nothing better than your presence. There's nothing on this planet, in any of our lives, that compares to this. As we focus on you, Lord, as we worship you, as we declare your truths, and then somehow, Lord, you make yourself more real to us. I know it's just how it seems, because you're never not real. You're never not totally real. You're never not totally with us. But, Lord, there's just something supernatural that happens as we focus on you and we declare what we know about you, not because we read it in a book, but because we experienced it with you, spirit to spirit. There's just something that happens, that your overwhelming love renews us and refreshes us. It heals us, sets us free, it breaks the chains. Lord, there's just nothing like you. There's nothing like you. There's no one like you. We praise you and exalt you, Lord. We declare from our innermost depths, Father, we declare that we love you wholeheartedly. Lord Jesus, we declare that we love you wholeheartedly. Holy Spirit, we declare that we love you wholeheartedly. May you be glorified in our lives and how we live our lives. And may you be glorified on the inside of us, in our thought life, in the things we think about and meditate about, the things that we store up in our heart and in our mind, the things that we treasure, Lord. We pray that you'd be glorified by the inside just as much as the outside. Holy Spirit, would you help us today as we get into the Word, as we talk about scriptural truths and scriptural principles about building together, building a community, establishing truths. Holy Spirit, would you help us now to glean the truth that's in the Word of God and give us real power to live that truth? We need your help. We freely and joyfully say, we need your help. Would you please do it by your awesome power and might? And we ask this in one name only. That's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of God's people said, amen. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. That was awesome. I felt like during worship I got a word for someone. I asked a few times. I didn't get a specific face or name. But I think someone came in here today. They love the Lord, but they've been struggling with sin and shame. And the Lord wants you to know that he already paid for your sin. It's paid for in full. And the devil wants to come and condemn you. But God says, hey, come back to him. Repent of that sin. And then let his forgiveness wash over you. The Bible says that it was for a clean conscience. God gives us a clean conscience so we can serve him wholeheartedly. If we walk around with a dirty conscience, we're going to withdraw from God and we're going to withdraw from his call on our lives. So whoever that is, maybe there's more than one here today. I want to encourage you. I want to exhort you. Go to God, repent of whatever that thing is, whatever that habit is, whatever you're lugging around, whatever's making you feel guilty, repent of it, and then receive God's forgiveness. Amen? Amen. Awesome. We got an awesome God that loves us, wants us to be whole and free. So all the kids are not released today, and the children workers are not released to go with them. It's it's the fifth Sunday of the month, so we family Sunday, everybody's in, we do noisy Sunday, and we keep the family all together. So if you have your Bible with you, could you turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 3? Well, you have to turn there anyways. I can speak grandkid.